Thomas Merton once said that the biggest human temptation is to settle for too little. We have a deep longing in our hearts to be loved, but we settle for a cookie. We crave being wanted, but we're content with a bowl of ice cream. You know, we often claim we want to be delivered from temptation while also keeping in close touch with it, pushing temptation away, just not too far. You know, what makes resisting temptation so difficult is that we don't want to discourage it completely. Are you ever tempted to replace holy satisfaction with cheap earthly offerings? Well, the essence of this meditation from James chapter 1 is temptation. Embracing the truth that you will never be satisfied until you are completely satisfied with God. I pray you will discover there is nothing more to want than God. God loves you. God wants you. And your heart can feed on this alone. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time to be content, a place to feel satisfied, in a moment to be delighted, knowing you are being desired by the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Confident, resting now in this divine moment, listen and respond to this reading now from James chapter 1. And as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, keep me from being tempted. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. Blessed are those who remain steadfast under trial. And Heavenly Father, keep me from being tempted. The steadfast who have stood the test will receive the crown of life. And Heavenly Father, keep me from being tempted. God has promised the crown of life to those who love Him. So Heavenly Father, keep me from being tempted. As you continue, begin to seal the door of your eyes and spend a few more moments now in private prayer with God as the Holy Spirit prepares you to be transformed and satisfied through Christ. Difficulties that come into our lives can be both a test from God and a temptation from our own dark desires. So what difficulties are you facing right now? God often tests us in order to strengthen us. Our own sinful longings tempt us in order to destroy us. So once again, what temptations are you facing? Take a moment and reflect on your earthly desires. Note them as they float by in front of you as if on a river. Just watch as cravings float into view and then out of view. Don't turn your head to follow them. That gives them too much power. Just watch. Thank you. and don't push against what comes to mind. Simply note your thoughts and temptations as they arise. And for this next minute, continue in prayer as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, keep me from being tempted." Let tempting thoughts just drift on away and center back on the truth of divine satisfaction. Is your mind, though, still being lured to wander and drift? That's fine. Just pause, breathe, and center back on the divine quenching offered by God. Take another minute to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer, "Heavenly Father, keep me from being tempted." Center two on your breathing. Bring your attention now to your breath. If they weren't before, close your eyes and take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Continue to take deep belly breaths as you face what tempts you. Just breathe in the satisfying presence of God. Hold it for a moment. Feel that tension. And now slowly release what lures you. Your thoughts may drift, and that's understandable, but learning to recognize temptations and quickly centering back on God is an important spiritual exercise in your recovery and healing. So I will give you a minute here, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer, "Heavenly Father, keep me from being tempted." Continue on now as you listen to this passage, hope-filled words from James chapter 1, verse 13, and we'll start in the Common English Bible. Our cravings versus God's gifts. No one who is tested should say, God is tempting me. This is because God is not tempted by any form of evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Did any words resonate with you? Well, listen once more and be mindful of what God is whispering to you in this passage. Our cravings versus God's gifts. No one who is tested should say, God is tempting me. This is because God is not tempted by any form of evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Did any ideas seem more fresh, novel, or new from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of God speaking to you. Listen once more, but consider it now from a broader context in the Amplified Version. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for temptation does not originate from God, but from our own flaws. For God cannot be tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is dragged away, enticed, and baited to commit sin by his own worldly desires, lusts, and passions. Then when the illicit desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin has run its course, it gives birth to death. How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and listen for his words to satisfy you. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen from the New King James Version. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you desire most from God at this time? How can he satisfy you? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to the satisfaction of God. With your eyes closed and resting for a moment in imaginative contemplation, I want you to join me at the well in the heat of the middle day. A woman joins us. A woman who has been both tempter and tempted. She has sought satisfaction from the world. Now watch as Jesus joins us. He draws water from the well and hands her a cup. He whispers to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will get thirsty again and again. But anyone who drinks the water I give them will never thirst, not ever. For the water I give you will be an artesian spring within you, gushing fountains of endless life." So for this next minute, take the cup that he now offers you. Is anything more relevant to you than the cup that he offers or the water he gives to satisfy you? Let this moment be your meditation. Center once more in your breathing. And at the moment you feel led, slowly open your eyes to the satisfaction of God. I pray that you feel more content than when we began, more delighted in the divine offering. And as you walk along today and encounter others seeking satisfaction from the world, consider how God might use you to help them resist the flesh. And let me pray this closing benediction over you, to remember that God is not tempted.